Phoenix Down Radio is on the air. With your hosts,
Klaus Nightbringer,
Sarah Timono,
Chili,
and Luna Vox.
Welcome, everybody, to Phoenix Down Radio, episode number 60. 60, guys. Do you think we ever make it this long?
We need 9 more, and then I'll give a crap.
Nice.
I'm just surprised I'm still here.
That's what this is, what, Luna?
Wait, what?
Damn you, Kane. Welcome. Appreciate you guys joining us on the first episode of 2018, our 60th episode. And we are minus one Sarah. He has some personal things he's dealing with. So, Sarah, we hope everything is going well, and we will catch you on the next one.
Mm-hmm.
So
maybe I should have done my own lore for today.
Well, I did ask if Luna wanted to be the substitute librarian, but if you got something ready, Chili.
No, I'll try and think of something during the show, maybe.
Oh, boy. That, as long as it's not...
Keep us some Malifaux swear words.
As long as it's not Dragon Ball Z related, I think we'll be all right.
No, it'll have to be the Final Fantasy related.
It would have to be Final Fantasy related. You are correct. So, how was everybody's holidays?
It was a thing.
It was a thing.
Mm-hmm. I got to see family, which is rare.
How did that go, Chili?
It went well. I went to church with my sister and my granddad.
I'm sorry.
And then I went.
I mean, yeah, that's cool.
Well, I do it once a year because my sister's kind of religious, so I like to do it for respect.
Okay.
And then we went to her for food. We had turkey and beef. And it was amazing.
Turkey and beef. Wow.
And little bits of sausages. And then I forced them all to watch Doctor Who. It's a tradition.
Good idea.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Gotta watch the Christmas special, right?
Yeah, I was forced them to
watch. I am jealous that you guys actually get the Christmas special on Christmas.
Yeah, it's at 5:30 our time, so it's quite a nice little time to have.
Very cool. Nice. Luna, how was yours?
Me and my whole entire family ended up being sick with the stomach flu. So
I'm
that
sorry.
Was fun.
Well,
it started with me, and then it hit.
So you were patient zero.
I was patient. Yes. Yes, I was. And then, yeah, I went around to a kid, and then I went to Chris, and then it finally ended with my other kid.
Aw. Well, I'm glad everybody's doing better now in the Luna household.
Yes.
Yes, it is. It is now the Luna household.
The Luna household.
Tell Chris that I said that. But yeah, I'm glad everybody's feeling better. My holiday went pretty well. I worked over New Year's. I had a bunch of days off for Christmas though, which was nice. But worked a bunch over New Year's because that's our really busy time.
Oh, and yeah, New Year's is a thing too, isn't it?
Yes, it is. How was your New Year's?
That's why I said that
holidays.
Sorry. There's more holidays than Christmas and New Year's, Klaus. Dad, how culturally insensitive are you?
Well, I suppose, yes, you are right.
There's only one true holiday in the year. And that is Pancake Day, where we celebrate pancakes.
All hail is the pancake.
Followed by cheese rolling down a hill day.
I prefer pie day.
We have chocolate week.
I'm eating chocolate right now, though. Why do I want to wait until chocolate week?
Well, why limit it to just a week? Make it a chocolate year.
We have chocolate. It's just like the year to celebrate, a week to celebrate chocolate.
But celebrate chocolate now.
Celebrate chocolate every day.
Yeah, pancake day is my favorite day.
But pancakes are something you celebrate every day, too. Anyway.
I eat pancakes.
We're digressing to food again, guys.
So, welcome to Phoenix Food Radio.
So the whole New Year's thing, you had a party, did you not?
I did. I had a huge party in-game for people.
And how did that go?
That had nowhere else to go because we're all losers. And
oh, no, you're not. You just chose to celebrate it in a different way, not with scary people getting drunk and puking all over each other in bars.
Well, I did kind of puke because I had...
But that's because you were sick, not because you were inebriated.
Yes and no. No, I ended up puking because I had way too much... Well, I didn't puke, but my stomach was not happy because every New Year's, we try to do something different, like something food special-wise, and we ended up making homemade sushi this year.
Did you eat too much?
I had 4 rolls one day and 4 rolls the next day, and my stomach was like... Cut it out with the rice, you loser. Yeah. It was not happy, but it was so good.
So are we not going to have sushi then next week, Luna? Is that what I'm hearing?
Next week? When did we... This is news to me.
Well, I was trying to ask you about it because we got to celebrate your birth, Miss, next week. Luna's birthday is on Saturday.
No. Stop spreading these lies.
Everybody wish Luna a happy birthday.
I was not born. I was created just like poof into the world.
Okay, it's your poof day.
Oh god.
Happy poof day, Luna. It is now canon. January 13th is Luna's poof day.
It's going into my calendar.
We broke the Luna.
Okay.
But yeah, we need to try and get together and get some sushi. You know, Kane helped.
I get a poof?
We'll give you the poof poof. And you can ride the shoe poof. Never.
Oh shit.
But no, so we need to wish Luna a happy birthday early. And then Chili's birthday is going to be shortly after our next episode. So happy early birthday to Chili as well. We'll celebrate it on the next episode too.
The next show.
Exactly, but everybody's getting old. That's just weird. Old. 3 shows in a row where we're celebrating our birthdays. That's kind of crazy.
We're all now, winter babies.
Yeah.
Now saved on my phone. Happy poof day, Luna.
You know we're going to tweet that out.
Happy poof day, Chili. If you were poofed.
No, Chili wasn't poofed. He was hatched. He was happy hatch day.
Happy hatch day. No, you were, no, you were harvested. Was,
happy harvest
ground.
Day.
Happy harvest.
All right, let's get into a little more show news. We were talking about before the show started, we're going to extend the our contest until the next episode. We want to give more people a chance to enter in. If you didn't get a chance to listen to episode 59, we asked you guys to submit your Starlight wishes to us so that we can go through them, pick the ones that we liked the best, and then the winner... Our favorite is going to get their choice of a Mog Station mount, including the carbuncles, single rider only ones, not like the giant,
not the fat ass.
Yeah, no flying Moogle. But Chili is going to include the carbuncle, and then our second and third place we're going to get their choice of a minion. But Chili, you said you were going to make a small change.
Yeah, I'm going to turn the second prize into the carbuncle mount as well.
Okay, so top 2 are going to get mounts then.
Yeah, mount 2. Yep.
And then third place will still get a minion?
Yep.
Okay.
Or if need be, actually no, just a minion. Yeah, because I could say, otherwise I could say get the outfit, but the outfit's actually worth about much on our store as the mount. So, nah, minion.
Okay. So, and we're also going to add... You can also, if you don't want to submit your Starlight Wish, you can also submit your Heaven's Turn Resolution. So, what are you resolved to do within the game, or whatever? You know, something that's going to make us laugh, make us cry, something that we're going to really enjoy. So, submit that at podcast@phoenixdownradio.com, please. And we will go through those. We're going to probably close it off the Thursday before... The next show, which I believe the next show is the 20th, so that would be the 18th. Yeah. You have until January 18th to get your entries in, guys. And then we're going to go through us. All of us are going to look at them and say which ones are our favorite, and we will announce it on that show.
Do you guys have a resolution this year?
My resolution is to try and get to 4K.
Nice.
Yes, I know that's a bad joke.
Everyone needs to hear what I just did, okay? 1 second. Oh, see that was the sound of me facepalming. Literally facepalming.
Come on, somebody had to do it. Somebody had to do it.
Go home, Klaus. You're done.
I am home. That's the great part of this. This is we're in my house.
Get out of your house and go, and then come back, and then go home.
Fine, then. I'm going to say mine. Mine is to spend more time in-game helping new players out, try and level up a crafter by the end of the year, and, I don't know, beat O4S, or whatever the next Savage is. And get messages, I guess.
Get messages, yes. All the messages. Now, actually, mine reason I'm wearing my crafter gear right now because my resolution is to level up my crafters.
Good.
And I've actually been really working hard at that the last week. I've got all of my crafters up to at least 62 now.
Oh, and nice.
My goldsmith is at 65, so.
You don't want to dive into the insanity of being an omni-crafter?
No, I'm just slowly working up. So everything is at least 62. Now, crafting is a lot easier for me because I got Hasty Touch 2 and Careful Synthesis 3.
Oh, yeah.
I love those skills.
Oh, God, it makes it so much easier.
But that jump from 60 to 61 was the worst because everything is basically halved. I mean, you only get half the amount of increase in any of your skills. So I cheated and I bought my way through Alchemist. Because that one is a pain in the ass.
Pardon me while I get on my... God damn it, where is it?
I know, man? You've only got 70 for all of your crafters.
No, well, hold on, let me find the title.
Well, they're not going to see the title because I don't have it showing, care. Remember?
I tell everyone that I am a goddess of the hand.
Well, it fits to be in your role place.
You know that. That's entirely the only reason why I got power level for the fucking title. Yeah. I shit you not.
Yeah. That's Luna for you.
I have priorities. They're not very good priorities, but I have them. They're
and Luna, mine. Your resolution, besides to continue to be the goddess of the hand?
Well, ever since I poofed into this world... 20-something years ago.
21, right?
What?
21. You just
turned 20. How old do you think I am, Klaus?
I know how old you are.
How old am I, Klaus?
I'm not going to say because I'm going to be nice.
18.
No, God, don't fucking make me 18. That was horrible. Don't make me 21 either. That's horrible, too.
Yeah.
22 and a half was horrible, too. Anything you say is just going to be like, fuck that. excuse me.
Yeah, there is no right answer here, Chili.
There is no right answer. Everything is bad. How does Kane know that? Wait.
Man, I don't know what Lego movie you watched when if that was the song, everything is bad.
Everything is it's horrible bad. Ever since you poof into this world.
Anyway, you were saying.
Resolutions. I don't really like making resolutions because I feel like
okay what new habits are you going to start this year?
I guess the one thing that I want to do this year is just do better, whatever that means. It's very open-ended. Do I want to do better for myself? Yes, I do. Do I want to do better for my family? Yes, I do. Do I want to do better for the community? Yes, I do. So I just want to do and be better. That's my, I guess, if you have to call it a resolution. But that's just what I'm going to do, is be and do better.
Good. That's a very good thing to everybody should try and be better. And it shouldn't be something that you think of just at New Year's. It should just be something you think of, period. You
know, exactly. That's why I don't like these resolutions, because it makes it seem like, oh, it's just going to happen at the resolution, the beginning of the year, and then a month in, you're just going to drop it. No. I want to do it year round. I've done a lot of thinking, deep thinking.
Oh, where, God, that's scary.
Oh, my God, shut up. I'll poof you out of existence. But,
Was he poof poof?
Was he poof poof? But no, I'm really, because 2017, it just seemed like such a negative year. It just seemed like people were concentrating on the bad and letting it fester and fester and fester in every aspect of life, and my personal life, and I don't know. There's so many aspects that it just seemed like it was just one big negative.
Yeah.
Like, we got Trump. We got just a lot of bad things, a lot of messed up people trying to make the world a horrible, horrible place.
Yep. Let's try and resolve to be better people then.
Yeah. And that's what I want to do. I want to do better. I want to be better. And I hope that other people will do that also.
Awesome.
I remember, sorry, I'm going to go on a little tangent here, but the other day, it was probably a day after Christmas or something, I was driving home from work. Not work. I don't work. What's work? I was driving home from somewhere, and I was just in a god-awful mood. I was angry. My kids were screaming and yelling, and my anxiety was acting up. My depression was just going haywire. And I pull in because I want to stop and get, like, a cappuccino or something from McDonald's. And I pull in, and this lady, I'm just watching her. She's, like, freaking out because the cash register just wasn't working. And she was, like, freaking out. She was almost in tears. I'm like, and she was this little southern lady who was very, very polite, saying, ma'am, thank you for waiting. Ma'am, I understand this is frustrating. She was just very, very polite. And I kind of went, like, you know, she's having a hard time. I know how that feels. I'm going to say something nice to her. And I called her a very sweet and adorable lady because she was talking in a sweet little southern accent. She was very polite. And I said, I hope you have a great day. And the smile that she had on her face after I said that wiped away any negative I had, because I made someone else smile. So that's kind of what this is all branching off. I want to do better. I want to make someone smile. I want to make someone feel not as alone. And now we can all cry and move on.
That was beautiful, man. No, that's actually, I like that. I really like that. So thank you for sharing. Like I said, that's stuff you can share with us too in the contest, if that's the type of stuff that you resolve to do this year. Or, you know, whatever. Like I said, it can be real life, it can be in game. But let's hear it. You know, we'll go through them, we'll read them all, and then we'll say which ones were our favorites, and we'll give stuff away to you guys. Podcast@phoenixdownradio.com.
Let us give you free shit.
Yes. Now I want to, being we got the new year going, I want to thank everybody who has been supporting us for the past year. I want to start with our patrons. I want to thank Aurori for her, for re-upping on her Patreon support. She just upped on the $20 level, so she's going to get shout out in every show. So thank you so much for that. We really do appreciate that. Want to also shout out Dylan Thorne. Sorry, I'm just going by the names that are on here. If I know your character name, I'll say it. But otherwise, if I don't, I apologize. But this is just what Patreon is showing me. Christopher Shane, Vivi, Kane Thorbreaker, Nick Gnar, as well as Remix Sakura for your support on Patreon. We really do appreciate that. And Pinion Bai, you're so on topic right now. You are awesome. If you want to be a patron, you can always go out to patreon.com/phoenixdownradio. And if you want to support us that way, we do appreciate that. As well as I want to thank all of our subscribers here on on Twitch, our two newest subs, Talis Marvelous, as well as Fair Eyes. Thank you so much for your new subs, as well as, God, I got to get that list back for that, don't I? Damn it. I wasn't very well prepared for this. I apologize, guys. But for everybody who has been a sub here at Twitch, like I said, we really appreciate that as well. Thank you so much. Twitch makes it a little bit more difficult to get the sub list. I actually have to have them send me an email. That'll just take a while. So, you guys know who you are. I'll thank you guys as soon as I have that information. So, yeah, let's get into some game news. Yoshi was a busy, busy guy.
It seems like it.
He went on some server tours over on the Japanese servers, and he basically did some Q&As. And there were three different interviews basically that ended up going out, or three different tours that he did. And we're not gonna read everything, you know, verbatim, but we'll go through some of these and kind of talk about our favorite ones. Let's start with the one where he is on Anima server. What was that all about?
I don't know, but that was convenient.
Oh. Just ignore him.
I was just like, damn.
He's playing Destiny. Just ignore him.
Oh my. I didn't know if it was if Chili was laughing or what it was, so.
You know when I laugh I sound like Muttley, so.
Well, you've come up with some really surprising laughs in the past, so. One I liked, what happened in the male bunny outfit. We are slowly working on it, but having it fit all races was harder than expected.
They're just lazy. I mean, come on, it should already fit all races because all races can be female.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Yeah. But, well, they have to adjust for the boobs. I suppose the easiest one to do was Lalafell because there really aren't any on either.
Yeah.
Well, you just... Release it for Lalafells, then. Yeah. I want my bunny outfit. And I want a diet pink.
Somebody had asked if there was any plans on opening an Eorzean cafe outside of major city-states, like Kansai and Kanto. They said it depends if partners are interested in it. So if somebody wants to contact Square Enix about getting an Eorzean cafe here in the U.S., come on, that'd be awesome. Maybe get it
or England.
Open in Vegas, perhaps, in time for FanFest?
That would be freaking amazing.
That place would be, we'd never be able to get in.
No, we wouldn't.
They should have done, because when they did it in England, they turned the, it wasn't a Eurozone cafe, of course, but they turned the one of the cafes into something that served different types of food from the game.
Yeah, 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 Taz. We know. You went.
I love the little, God damn it, coaster that you sent me. Yes. It's amazing.
Yep, Chili got his coaster. I need to get Luna hers, and I need to ship Sarah his. So we'll get those taken care of.
Thank you again.
Let's see. What else do... If you switched spiders with the Morble, what would you do first?
Oh, my God. Wait, what?
This was an actual question. If you're talking about the monster, I'd use Morble's bad breath attack on cute girls.
Oh, my God.
If you're talking about Foxclan, I'd walk his bulldog for him. And I don't know if you guys follow Foxclan on Twitter, but he has so many pictures of his dog.
His dog's cute.
And food. You should totally follow him.
We talk about enough food on here already.
We need to talk about more dogs. I need a dog.
Me too.
I thought there's pets.
Oh, quiet. They're going to keep the Final Fantasy X themed FanFest bonus items as exclusive for a while. Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it took a while for him to put the Moogle items up on the cash shop, so. Any updates on Chocobo Racing? We're working on Chocobo Sync at the moment, they said. I'm assuming that means you can sync your Chocobo down to a friend so you can race each other and not have it so unfair. Any plans on allowing us to hold multiple free companies? He says, no, but the FC Alliance is under development, so please wait for that. That's kind of cool. Let's see, what any that you guys liked that you in this first one? Don't all jump into it at once.
The G-Pose one where they're asking if they can take screenshots with their character walking / running. I don't see why that would be that hard.
Well, I mean, I suppose you can maybe do something like that and pull it from your duty recorder. That might be a possibility.
It's
a
lot the same, you know? You get a bunch of different overlays and stuff while you're in G-Pose, and just pulling it from a recorder, it's not really going to have that as much.
Though I know you can go into G-Pose while you're doing the duty recorder, though, they had said. But the thing is, you have to be in an instance duty that allows it, and everybody has to be okay with it. So it's still going to be difficult. And I think I understand what they're saying, because it's a tough one. It's a tough one. There's probably more to it than what we're thinking about.
How about this? The King's Slime Crown has a different shape when an Aurel wears it.
I
want the five other races to enjoy the same rapid shake, especially Lanafels. Mainly Lanafels. Only Lanafels.
Their slime shape brings all the boys to the yard?
Because damn right, it's shakier than yours. Anyway, answer. I need to get back and check how the King's Slime Crown shakes.
Oh, God.
Do they shake it like a Polaroid picture?
Question. I want it. I want it so badly.
Oh, the Gooby amount of fly with a balloon?
Can we give the Goobu mount a balloon so it can fly? Please. Plays.
I did like this question. Any plans on adding items you can exchange for the items you get from the Foxy Lady Fate? Not at the moment. They'll tell the Delve in charge about the request on crafting fireworks. It said the question was missing and only the answer is listed.
Yeah.
On that one.
I've got 45 of those spare, so.
Oh my god, that makes me laugh.
That could
laugh.
Be interesting, hilarious. Though. What's that?
Okay, so, for those that don't know, there is a mod that you can do in Final Fantasy.
It's not supported.
That's not supported. I am not saying to go get this mod, but a lot of our peers have it, and it's a mod where, basically, when you take your clothes off, you're actually naked.
Nude mod.
But there's a question in here that said, you said bare feet didn't look good when you tested it, but can you at least get rid of the sandals? And the thing is, that nude mod gets rid of those sandals when you take your shoes off. And they actually kind of make it so it has decent looking feet. They're not great, but they're better than the sandals. And his reply just makes me say, does he know? Does he know about this? Because he says, the sandals are used as the base of your feet when you have no equipment on. So we cannot delete it. We have tested it, but it doesn't turn out well.
Well, I suppose somebody could link it. Also, thank you, Plebeian Goth, for that sub. We really do appreciate that.
Hey, that name sounds familiar.
Yes, that's my sister.
I know. That's joke, Klaus. That's the joke.
You're the joke?
No, your face is the joke. Ha!
We all know that. It's a scary joke.
When shit turns wrong.
All I really want for this update eventually one day is to have more friends. I want more friend list.
Oh, that
more bigger friend space.
That was actually something that was at. Was it in this one or was it in one of the other ones?
I don't know. Let's move on.
Let's go to the next one when he goes to Masamune, Gungnir, and Ramu. Any plans on new gates? We are already planning new gates and mini games. Hopefully, not improvements on Lords of Verminion.
Please don't improve Lords of Verminion. It's already a perfect game. You don't have to do anything with it.
It is so perfect.
Is there a reason why? Is there a reason why Gaius doesn't show up in Deep Dungeon? Don't tell me he isn't dead. Answer is, it's not like every dead character shows up there, so you can't say Gaius isn't dead just based on that.
But we can when he shows up. We can say he's not dead when he shows up in the storyline later on.
Dun dun dun.
I'm calling it right now. Any news on the Kryle outfit? They're still working on it for every race, so please wait a little longer. How's that going to work with the Makote and the ears?
Adorable.
Is it going to be two sets of
ears?
They're
just going to cut off the Makote ears.
Stuff them in the little ears.
Was it this one or was it the other one? They were talking about they wanted 8-man dungeons.
Oh my god. Yes.
We won't make 8-man dungeon, but we're planning difficult 4-man content instead. Now, I want to get 8-man dungeons again. We haven't had any since 2.0.
Yeah, Praetorium and
Castrum Meridianum. Castrum Meridianum. Yeah, I want more 8-man dungeons. Those were fun. I mean, I think they're still fun to run as long as you don't mind skipping cutscenes. Unless you're doing it for a new person and then you sit there and you Manderville while they're watching their cutscene.
What the hell does this mean?
What?
Hold on. Please add more housing items we can place on tables. For example, bottles for toppings and daily items. What the fuck is bottles for toppings? What's a topping?
Ketchup, maybe?
Or maybe like chocolate sauce?
What?
Chocolate sauce.
It's dumb.
This game needs more chocolate sauce, damn it. Damn it, Yoshi, get on that chocolate sauce topping.
Can you add new hair colors? The process is difficult, but I have accepted your request.
I love it. I love it. The ones he doesn't know how to answer, we have received your request.
Is the 4.2 dungeon gear dieable? I don't even need to read his answer. That's a no.
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 Can you raise the limit on the number of retainers we can have? Luna, Chili.
Uh-huh. Well, I only have 4.
We do have plans to add more. So if you have more, then if you have 8 retainers right now, you can get more. Is it 6 that you can buy? Or is it 8 you can buy?
I think it's 6. Okay.
Plus the two free. So maybe they're going to jump it up so you can get 8 for a total of 10.
How about they just increase the item slot?
Well, we need to see how everything goes with that first. It would be nice if they expanded it to like 250 items versus 175. And yes, Fair Ice, chocolate sauce is the best sauce for ice cream.
Oh my god.
Yes, it is. And it's dark chocolate sauce as well.
Dark chocolate is amazing. Where are we at?
Can you allow us to change color of our eyes via color contact?
Oh, yeah, I like this answer. They're actually looking to add it to the aesthetician, I believe.
Right?
Nice.
Please, save me from having to buy Fantasias. Please.
So she can change her eye color.
Well, I've done it before.
You'll still buy Fantasias, though.
Huh?
You buy 10 a week, don't you?
No, I've cut back.
Okay, 5 a week.
No.
3.
No. One, anyway. Maybe.
please add a ton of housing plots. We will be adding quite a lot of housing plots, so please wait.
3 new wards. That's it.
I'm actually betting on 6. Chili thinks it'll be 2.
Have you overcome your airplane frightening? No! Straight in.
Where's that? I'm missing that one.
I hate airplanes.
Have you add new hair color? Finding new colors is hard, man.
Anything you can tell us about Eureka? People have misunderstandings if we only reveal a portion of the info, so please wait a little longer. Wasn't there something about jobs, too, and he said that they would actually have to delete the server if they said anything? Maybe it was in the next one.
Only 20 slots for your garden is too little for a small house. Can you lift the limit regarding the slots? We will create an opportunity to consider it after the housing plot problem as a whole calms down. So 10 years from now, when things finally maybe sort of calm down after everyone and their mothers and the aunties and the uncles get a damn house, Maybe then they'll consider it. Damn it, that pissed me off.
Please look forward to it.
No!
I want a tackle box?
I just read that they're adding mounts with over 3 seats. That'd be amazing.
Yeah, they're going to add in the regalia, hopefully.
This is a big, long list.
That'd be awesome. This is a big one, yes.
Will you allow us to eat when we're sitting? No, that's ludicrous. You can't do that, IRL. I want a mannequin.
Every time I try and eat in real life or sit down, I just fall over. It's not possible.
Ooh, we have plans on having a dodo mount.
I know. The fat cat is actually a kitty cat, but it won't go anymore.
No guild versus guild for a while.
We consider having a normal eight-man roulette. Normal eight-man roulette.
Can you have more ninja daggers? That looks simple. We overdid it with the 4.0 daggers. We'll have simple ones again. Just like,
Any changes to Monk? Yes, we're going to delete it. No, I mean, we have various changes in the works for job adjustments, so please wait.
Hey, I stole hate today in O3S.
I saw that. Somehow. I saw you tweet about that. They thought that you were doing something wrong.
Yeah, we were all saying it. In fact, Hila started shouting at me, saying, stop making screwing up mechanics, Jilly. It's like, stop standing briars. And then we all, like, 15 seconds later, realized I had hate. All of us just thought I was fucking screwing up.
How do you feel about nobody showing up for the New Year's stream last year? That's why I'm here for revenge.
To be fair, that wasn't his fault, was it? They were told that he would be on a different server, so everyone logged onto a different server, and then he was on a different one than that. If I'm right, that's what caused the issue.
Yeah.
If you put your items in the glamour wardrobe and they disappear, do you have to buy it on the mug station again? After you have 200 items in your wardrobe, that's when you have to delete one at a time. So please understand that they don't disappear, but they get stocked instead.
Oh, I like this one. Any updates to Eternal Bonding? The update plan finally came to me and it may take some time, but we'll start work on it. I'm really looking forward to anniversary stuff. I've been married in game for 2 years, so I want something, yeah. I know it's just being married for 2 years is good, but it'd be nice to celebrate the anniversary sort of thing. Like a rubbish item, that's, yeah.
Okay, here's one people are interested maybe in. For players who started playing after watching Dad of Light, content like Diadem is unplayable now, you know? Great question. His answer, though, it's hard to decide if we should touch it or just close it. We're currently putting all our resources into Eureka, so Diadem is back in the line where it comes to priority. If we do close Diadem, we'll put the minions and mounts as a reward you can obtain somewhere else. Will we ever be able to cross Data Center? And he says, that's probably the hardest task.
Well, we all know that Twin Tanya is true endgame.
Yes.
If you watched Dead of Light.
Well, duh.
Duh.
Why don't scholars and ass have mounts? It's unfair how only white mage conjurers have one.
Please see tanks.
I would like to have a giant flying book that I can ride around.
That would actually be pretty freaking cool.
That would be.
Well, I want some sort of special bard mount as well. I don't know what it would be. Maybe
please give everyone a special mount because we're all special snowflakes.
Bug. Yes. Bug should just be a giant fist.
Oh God. You're gonna sit, oh my God. Chili, you're gonna sit on a giant fist.
Chili, stop fisting people.
Ninja can get that thing from Dragon Ball, you know, what's his name now? Would pick up the tree and throw it. It just sits on a giant tree.
God damn it, there's a lot of stuff in there. Oh wow, we actually finally reached the end. 4 weeks later.
Monk should get GMB Seto said, nah, Monk should get a giant Kung Fu master beard and surf on it. Well, I think the fist was better.
Chili wants to ride on fists, confirmed. Please look forward to it. Should we skip to the Gamer Escape one then?
Because that's the best one, because Gamer Escape's amazing.
Yes, Gamer Escape is amazing. Can you add more slots to the ring slot in our armory chest? Please. Adding slots to a certain part of your body is difficult. Well, then can you make so rings are a pair then? Because I am always out of space in my ring one. I don't know about you guys.
Yeah, my ring is always full.
On your fists. Ba-dunch. Can you let us store Mog Station items in the armoire? We can't add a huge amount of items to armoire at once, so it's still waiting in line. We'd like you to use new glamour wardrobe and the chocobo saddlebag. Also, don't forget you have to have opener space on your retainers. Let us have dark matter and dyes in our currency tab. It's possible we'll be adding more colors, so it's difficult, but maybe we can move dark matters. I don't know. I think they should do something about dyes because there's so many of them.
Oh, here we go. Any plans on increasing the limit of your friend list link shell? Can we send delivery messages to other servers? We're currently working on the cross-server link shell, so please wait until that is done. We're already working on the new friends list limit. We're still thinking about playing since only 5% of the population is a full friends list.
Chili, you're 5% of the population. Wow.
By and yourself. They're all on my friends list.
Oh.
And I need more. I need more spaces.
Yes, Chili has 5% of the population on his friends list.
I used to have a full friends list, but then I transferred servers.
I don't.
Then
have
I deleted
friends.
Everyone. And then I came back.
Is everyone yeah. not friends
now
anymore?
I have no friends. I have no friends. All my friends are dead.
Lots and lots and lots of stuff.
There's a lot.
But yeah,
of stuff.
Seriously, go to Gamer Escape. They're amazing.
There might add higher FC ranks, but we're still waiting for a plan for that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's...
Oh, I always attend the fan fest with my child, but I'd be happy if you sold t-shirts for kids too. You know, I'd be happy if they sold t-shirts to me also, because they'd run out.
Right.
Or, you know, maybe they should just, you know, like they did at every other event, give away a shirt for attending.
Someone's still salty about that, I can feel.
Like all 5,000 people who attended last year's FanFest.
Yes, are, I am
that too. Salt. This is my salt right now.
You are salt, Chili Bay?
I am salty.
What is your favorite alcohol? Wine and Japanese sake after that.
If you can get it open.
So, yes. Wine and then sake, right? One right after the other.
I'm still available if he needs a professional wine opener.
Yes.
Do you like fighting games? When I was playing Third Strike, Street Fighter, yeah, that's Street Fighter, I thought about quitting my job over it.
They don't sell G13s anymore, but have you stocked up enough? I have five. Well, I have one too, Yoshi, so if you ever need one, just look me up. New in box. Give you a good deal on it. That really kind of goes over. There's a lot of really crappy questions in there too. FairEyes, a G13 is a Logitech gamepad, a left-handed gamepad that a lot of people can use. You know, programmable buttons, really kind of cool.
Oh my god!
He also says that
wait.
Rosa's second favorite race with Lauderfels being his favorite.
I can't wait until we get, like, the piano.
Yes, the new perform feature.
Yes.
Can't wait for that.
That's going to make things so much easier.
When Highlanders enter the water, they become darker and shiny. Is this intended? I didn't notice that. I never knew about that. I'll ask the team, but I think it's just a coincidence.
Klaus, get naked. Go run into the ocean. We have to find out.
We must do it for science.
How about no?
Science.
How about
but science, Klaus!
Science!
You turn your back on science?
Weird science. did you guys get a chance to read the Famitsu interview with Yoshida and the Ultimate Coil developers?
No.
I thought Chili might be interested in that. They had an interview with Yoshida, Kenji Sudo, who was the main developer, as well as a couple of the players from the World First team.
Huh.
And it was actually quite interesting. You know, they talked about, you know, what it meant to them to, you know, be the world first players. What Sudo and Yoshida thought when they were watching these guys streaming their progression and things like that. It was pretty cool. Those were out on Reddit. We can link all of these things that we're talking about in the show notes as well. But this one I'm going to go ahead and link to in the Twitch chat so people can, if they want to read through it. We're not going to go over it in the show, but it's a very long interview. So if you want to read through that when you have time, it'd be pretty cool. Like I said, we'll also link. Go ahead.
I was just saying it was interesting.
I did finally actually go back and watch the battle. Mm-hmm. So I can see what it's all about. I had been ignoring it up until now because, well, one, I didn't want to spoil myself on it, and I didn't think I was going to care. But then I read that there was actually a really cool thing that happens in the middle of the fight, and I had to see it for myself. So I'm not going to spoil it for anybody who's waiting to do it, but it's actually really pretty freaking cool. A mechanic they put into towards the middle end of the fight. If you're interested, there's a few videos out there of people's winning runs, so go check that out. Other things. This one, okay. They did finally announce a date and time for Live Letter 41. January 19th, 3 a.m. PST.
Bleh.
So, Chili, you'll be up for it, right? That's 11 o'clock for you.
Probably.
Unless you're up too late the night before.
Nah, I'm probably up that time.
Yeah, this one, they're probably going to give us a lot more information. We'll probably get a confirmed patch release date of January 30th. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I doubt they're going to do it the next Tuesday.
That's Tuesday.
Yeah, they won't do it on your birthday, Chili. Sorry.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
Damn you, Square Enix.
But, they're going to announce the links, but it's probably going to be on the Final Fantasy XIV Twitch channel, their YouTube channel, and Nico Nico. So please look forward to that. We're going to have a lot to talk about on the next episode for that. New Year's greetings from Yoshida. Did you guys get a chance to read through Yoshi's New Year's wishes and read his little
blurb? I heard it on She Heals Our Tank, if I'm rightly.
Yep, they did talk about it there too.
Yes! I didn't imagine it.
I like the art that they made this year for it.
Oh, that little, yeah, with the that's from the blanking on it because I haven't set foot into it yet. Shinryu X puppy. Oh, they've got the
well, they have the
two of the puppies.
They have the Shinryu X. They
is that Susano,
that's the other one, yeah.
Susano one, they have the Mom Shiba. They have the
all the puppy minions.
Yes. They have the mini Fenrir, the Doge.
And the little baby chocobo chick's not gonna be left.
They also
out.
Have the Bomboko in there for some reason.
Because they're kind of a dog.
Did
you not notice that? Yeah, I see the pot there.
They're a raccoon, though.
Yeah, with big balls.
With big balls. That's exactly right. Big balls.
They've got the biggest balls of them all.
Oh, I'd like to shout to the crafter and our free company, Cat. I was helping farm some birds, and I got the Lakshmi Shroud, so I just gave it to her, and then she sent me the minion.
Aw.
So.
Sweet. I'll read through his greetings. Hello there, everyone. Producer Director Yoshi P here to wish you all Happy New Year. 2017 was a fantastic year. The release of our second expansion, Stormblood, was a great success, and we've seen even more players online than ever before. It goes without saying, our accomplishments over the past year wouldn't have been possible without your support. I can't thank you enough for your continued patronage. As mentioned during the live letter in December, our first major update of the year, patch 4.2, will be released at the end of this month. Plans for the Final Fantasy XIV Fan Festival 2018-2019 are also well underway. With the years worth of preparation going into the event, anything can happen, but I'm afraid you'll have to wait to learn what we have in store. It's also worth mentioning we aim to do more than hold fan fests. In fact, I've already settled on plans for another event over a year from now. I suggest keeping a lookout for future announcements to find out what it is. Hopefully it's something in the U.S. or and multiple locations.
Does that mean I have to visit America two times now?
Yes.
One for Fan Fest and one for Mystery Meet event.
Well, there might be one over there too, so please look forward to that. Speaking of announcements, yet another prophetic passage was delivered to my office not long ago. As destiny is the whim of gods, so history is the whim of men. How the fallen rise and the risen fall, all shall be subjects of my pen. From an anachronistic journal, author unknown. I was hoping Sarah would give us his insight on that, but I'll have to wait until the next episode. But he goes on, strange, I was expecting perhaps another ancient Eastern proverb or even a passage from the diary of late Archon Louisois. What could this mean for the future of the realm? I suppose we can only speculate until the truth reveals itself. The 14 team is taking a short break for New Year's, but you can be sure we'll hit the ground running when we get back into the office. There's much to do this year, and we intend to give our all to provide you with the greatest gaming experience possible. Again, to our players and all our fans of Final Fantasy series, I wish you a happy new year and hope you enjoy what we have in store for 2018. So that was actually pretty nice.
Yeah.
I suppose we can do our own speculating on what that little saying means. I'm thinking it has something to do with the Four Lords, personally.
Oh, yeah. Especially with the word gods, plural. There's the four.
So it's going to have to do with that, the story of the Four Lords, is my guess. What it means in regard to that, we'll find out once 4.2 drops, I guess. Your thoughts, guys?
I hope we get a Kieran, though, in some ways.
We have a Kieran mount.
Yeah.
No, but it'd be hard not to. Yeah, once you beat all four gods, there should be a Kieran fight.
A fight?
Oh, I thought you said Kieran mount.
No, fight.
We'll see.
That'd be kind of cool.
I don't know if they maybe won't because it'd be too much like 11 at that point, but we'll see what comes of it.
What are the four lords?
Do you remember when they talked about it during the live letter?
No, because I was asleep.
Okay. Well, and you probably didn't ever get a chance to watch me play that in 11, but a lot of people who played 11 recognize the names of Byakko, Genbu, Siryu, and Suzaku. They are deities that represent either directions or seasons in Chinese and Japanese myth and lore.
And a little spoiler, if you have the Stormblood Collector Edition, you can actually see them on the map.
Yep, the Stormblood map has them in the on the right side of the map, which is why we were all speculating we would have something like this coming into the game. So the first fight is going to be with Byakko, and we're going to get the other three in later parts of the expansion.
Which I still say is wrong. Should be Genboob.
Just because you like saying boob.
No, because the turtle was always the weakest.
Yeah, well, like they're trying to make their own story out of it. I don't remember what season that Byakko actually represented, so maybe there's a reason for it.
Wasn't it winter?
Well, it is winter then, isn't it? He is a white tiger.
Spring.
I thought Genbu was fall.
Okay, so
anyway,
hold on, I'm looking at this. Where can I post this link that you guys can look at?
You can put it in the if you want to put it in the Twitch chat for everybody to see.
Okay. So I'm looking at that. Is that the map that you're talking about that they're on?
Yep.
Okay, where are they?
They are all the way to the right side. You see the bird?
The bird, okay. The phoenix thing?
Yep, and then you see above that, there's a tiger, and then you see a turtle, there is a tiger there. And then a dragon.
Oh.
Those are the four lords.
Huh. So, wow, now I have a lot more questions. I need Sayer!
So the tiger is Byakko. The turtle is Genbu. The The dragon is
Siryu.
That's Siryu, and then the bird is Suzaku.
Okay. But now I'm looking at the rest of the map, and there's more things. Like, there's a whale, and there's a mermaid, and...
Well, the mermaid is the siren song. It's the, yeah.
No, I guess. But then there's, like, a thing next to her, and there's, like... What is that over, like, where it says Ilsebaard? What is that? I have so many questions. Where I need to know.
Where it says Ilsebaard?
Yeah. Up, it's, like, basically right in the middle on the map.
An airship looking thing.
Oh.
What is
are you talking about the about Garlemald there?
Yeah, Garlemald.
No.
Or are you talking about
no.
the thing floating above Garlemald?
No, do you see where Ilsebaard is?
Yep.
Where it says Ilsebaard?
Yeah. Yep.
Off to the right. Like, lower
oh,
right corner.
Oh, the Godzilla-looking thing with a sword.
Yes, what's Godzilla?
Godzilla.
That is Godzilla.
It's not Godzilla, but it looks like it.
What is Godzilla?
It's Gojira.
Where is here? This is our next lore. This is our lore thing. I'm deciding now. I'm.
I don't think it has a name yet. So...
I don't care. I need to know. I have so many questions.
All the questions, huh?
I'm gonna put that.
Shall we continue?
Sure, why not?
All right. The next little bit we're going to talk about here is something that came up on one of the... I saw it in Twitter at first, but somebody had posted something on the official forums complaining about some of the new bonus items from physical purchases being one character only.
What?
Specifically, the Eorzean Symphony Blu-ray disc, the two orchestral rolls you get are for one character only.
Wow.
And
what?
The new Yotsoyu minion from the art book coming up is going to be for one character only.
No, that's not cool.
When I found this, the page had already five pages of posts on it, and it linked to another thread where somebody had submitted a support ticket. And the only response that I've seen from SE so far is this. Please be aware that there is no standard for the kinds of codes that are given out on the online store. Past codes may have been account-wide, but that does not mean every one of them will be.
No, that's...
Now, I understand that things on the MOG station, because you're purchasing just that particular digital item, those might be one character only. But, I mean, when you're paying... You know, $50, $60, $70 or more for an item like that, you want it to be on more than one character.
Booers to it all. Booers.
Nick Gnar in the chat saying they're going to kill the bonus code buyers, which I guess that makes sense. But, you know, it also kind of shoots them in the foot because maybe some people are buying the item because they want the in-game item too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's one of the big reasons why I buy a lot of these things, because I like having the in-game items with it. I mean,
that's the only reason that I buy them. I don't even care about the physical things. I just want the in-game items.
Yeah, well, that's why you said that, you know, when you buy the $140 emote for Shiva, that you get a free statue with it.
Yeah, you get a free statue.
Yeah, the big problem with that, though, you know, it's going to... But the people who really want the emote with the item, you know, if they weren't going to buy the item to begin with, but they liked the in-game thing, you know, that sways people to buy the stuff. But if you're only making it one character only, it's going to really discourage those people.
Nick, it says it kills a lot of the incentive. No, I still want to buy it for the code. I want my Yotsutsu minion.
Well, I mainly play on this character, but I have other characters, and it'd be nice to have those items with them as well, like for the other stuff that I've purchased. So, I mean, it doesn't affect me as badly, but I fully understand the anger behind this, and I hope that they address that if we, you know, voice our displeasure with that.
I'm going to say this now for reference next year, maybe. That if they announce the collector's edition of whatever the new expansion is called, I don't know, Sky Spears.
Sky Dick.
Sky Nick. Sky Butts.
Sky Butts. The collector edition stuff is one character only, then I'll be pissed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you mean the collector's edition stuff? That would really, really, really grind my gears.
If I buy a collector's edition and the code only works on one character, you can run off, mate.
Yeah, I would go with just the regular game at that point.
Sky Space 2019.
No, Sky Butts. It's Sky Butts.
Sky Space.
I went back.
He went back.
Forward, then back. And then forward and back.
Went forward and back.
And then 1 foot forward.
He's raiding in Destiny, so.
Oh my.
Ah, cool. Destiny 1 or 2?
Which one, Luna?
Oh, 2.
Okay, so he must be doing the Leviathan. Tell him I wish him good luck.
He says yes.
Yeah.
Chili wishes you good luck. He says good luck.
Yay.
Yeah. He says. Anyways, back to Final Fantasy.
So,
Sky Space.
Yeah, I hope that, you know, they get enough backlash from this that they end up changing the codes to account wide again. I mean, like I said, with a physical item you're purchasing like that, I mean, a lot of us are spending a lot of money for those items, and we may not buy them if they didn't have these particular incentives in them. So,
mm-hmm. they probably can't change them now.
I bet they can. Maybe re-release a new code for people, because you can tell who has the code.
They'd have to re-release the code, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Send out
emails going out.
Well, email's easy.
Why you say that?
Email is easy, man. Come on.
You say that.
Hey, if I can do it, anybody can do it. I'm dumb.
But how many people do you email when you email?
I can email lots of people. They have big servers. People,
okay.
I'm not confirming nor denying this. Maybe they poofed away.
They poofed.
So let us know what your thoughts are on that, guys. We'd love to hear, you know, some of your reaction to that. I'm sure, you know, most of you are just as upset about it as we are, so. Yeah, so that was basically the Final Fantasy 14 news that we've got going right now. Reminder for Dissidia fans that the new beta will be starting next week. I believe next Friday, the 12th.
I think so, yeah.
Through the 21st. So there's going to be an open beta for Dissidia Final Fantasy NT. If you're interested in fighting games and Final Fantasy, by all means, check that out on the PlayStation Store. Download the beta and see if it's something that you'll really enjoy. I plan on getting it and maybe doing some streaming of that. Should be fun. And thank you, Ordell13 and Kitrenew, for the follows. We do appreciate those.
The playable characters in the beta will supposedly be, if I'm right, Warrior of Light, Virion, Cecil, Cloud, Squall, Zidane, Jet, Noctis.
That's most of them. That's not very many.
Pretty much all of them are.
So it's going to be an open beta to test everything?
Yeah. This website's right, yeah.
Okay. Well, where are you getting that info from?
I'm looking at just the comic book website. It says, it looks like it's not open all at the same time. It's basically they're open for a certain amount of time and then they change characters.
Okay, so for a few days you'll have these set of characters, and for a few days you'll try these characters.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hopefully we'll get to see some good action on it. Hopefully the gameplay is smooth, and everything works well.
Also, remember you can get some Dissidia DLC by buying Cup Noodles.
Oh boy.
I haven't seen any of that.
Haven't you?
No. Well, I mean, I none of the Cup Noodle DLC stuff. I think I remember hearing about that, but
you get a Noctis's outfit by buying Cup Noodles.
Oh boy!
Do you get a hat too? The Cup Noodle hat?
No, you just get the royal outfit.
So, but I want to fly through Dissidia as Noctis wearing the Cup Noodle hat.
Oh my god, I would die.
Expect it in like 6 months, maybe.
I've done it. I've come up with a new recipe. A new cup of noodle hat.
Oh my god.
Not this hat's a real thing.
I still can't believe that they actually put that in 15. The cup noodle hat.
And it's amazing.
I had to pay for it somehow.
You know what? I wish they'd release it as a real hat. I'd buy on the...
You can buy a jumbo cup noodle and make it into a hat.
You know how easy it would be like to make that?
Maybe if you get the foam. Wearing it.
There you go. Go get one of those big KFC buckets or like a popcorn bucket and just paint it to say cup noodle and you can wear that.
What's the popcorn? I guess that's a brand in America.
No, like popcorn.
Oh, actual popcorn.
Yes, okay. You know, like a movie theater popcorn bucket?
Yeah. Because we have some good popcorn chicken, and that's why I was getting confused.
No. I was thinking, you know, because, you know, the buckets are about the same shape as the cup noodle.
Yeah, that could work. But getting it flown over would be a bit of a... Just buy some popcorn in America.
There you go.
I can have salty hair.
To go with the salty popoto that you are.
Yeah. Oh my god.
You're such a salty, salty popoto chili.
Why
are you salty chili? Actually, Go ahead.
Because they made the cards one character only. Curses.
Well, no, 15. Rage. Well, 15, what are you talking about, chili?
I was talking about the codes.
What codes?
Right. Yeah, what were you doing about earlier?
Why am I so... Well, that's why you're salty. I thought we were talking about 15 now, because Malfesta was asking if it's a good game yet. I like that they added the ability to change your characters now, so you can play as Prompto and Gladio and Ignis in the main game. And freaking Prompto has a submachine gun and a rocket launcher. Now, if that's not making for a good game, then I don't know what is.
Also, you can't be pleased.
And he takes a selfie while he's fighting.
Yeah.
That is one of his moves.
Also, remember, that's a free update as well. Mm-hmm. You don't have to pay for that. It's free.
And I'm not sure how much mod support there's going to be, Housemaster, for Final Fantasy 15 on PC. They've been really tight-lipped about a lot of 15 stuff for PC.
I'm going to tell you there'll be a lot of mod support because they seem to be very open about it. At least one I've read about stuff about the PC version. So
I haven't seen much about it lately.
Not lately, but when I read about it, you know, when it first started, I expect quite decent mod support. But nothing like if you do a nudity mod and then they might not be very happy. But
have to uninstall the game and reinstall it to get it to go away.
Hey, okay, listen here.
Give every male character
boobies. We do not speak of the dark time.
I will give every male character boobies.
But we will praise Lava Scorpion.
Praise Lava Scorpion. I'll turn all the characters into Lava Scorpions.
All right.
I heard Lala Scorpion.
Lava Scorpion.
Praise Lala Scorpion. Yes.
Praise Lala.
Well, we did make Chili into Lala Scorpion at one point, so.
Yes, we did.
All right. We kind of talked about our discussion topic at the top of the show. But one thing that we haven't heard yet is a few episodes ago, we all talked about some of our favorite Final Fantasy moments, or the moments that really were defining in when we really got addicted to the series. But we didn't hear Luna's. So I've asked Luna to go ahead and talk about that right now. And I want to remind all of you that, like I said, this is a segment that we want to continue to make a thing in our show. So we invite you guys to share your favorite Final Fantasy moment with us, and we'll read them in the show. And I think it'd be cool to make that a thing for the community. So Luna, why don't you go ahead and tell us about what got you hooked on Final Fantasy?
All right. I don't really think it's all that interesting, but Klaus is like, do it anyway.
Do it.
So I kind of came into the Final Fantasy universe kind of later than most, but also into a Final Fantasy that got a lot of people hooked on Final Fantasy, which was Final Fantasy X. Mm-hmm. I can remember staying up very late, and this is how most of my video game experience went as a kid. I didn't actually hold the controller in my hand and play the game. I sat next to my brother for hours on end and watched him play the game. And we would do this every single day. After we would get home from school, I'd make a snack, like popcorn or something, and we'd just go sit in his room and play video games. Well, me watching him play video games together. I remember doing this for, God, a shit ton of video games. I did this for Final Fantasy. I did this for, God, I did it for the Metal Gear series. And mind you, we were playing, we were probably, he was probably 10 or 11. I was probably 9 when this was going on. So us playing Metal Gear, yeah, and stuff like that. But anyways, kind of back on Final Fantasy. Final Fantasy X was the one that I actually first started to play. Because I first started watching him play, I was like, that's really cool. I want to play that myself. So, started playing that. I don't think I ever, honestly, ever beat the game. I got up to the part where you have to fight Seymour, and then I fucking sucked because I didn't understand the gridding level system on it.
The sphere grid?
Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck is this? Flip table, I'm done.
Roar!
And then a few years later, Final Fantasy X2 came out, and oh my God, I flipped the hell out for that. I played the shit out of that.
Yeah.
What can I do for you?
What can I do for you? Yeah. But I had a friend that lived basically, like, Klaus knows about my house. When I was growing up, my house was attached to a bar. And across the street was a gas station. And back behind that gas station is where one of my best friends lived. I remember her calling my house. It was probably about 11:30 on a school night. In the middle of winter. And she calls me up. And she goes, Sam! 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 Which, IRL name, whatever. She's like, you gotta come over right now! And so I'm throwing on my clothes to go run over there really quick to see what the hell she wants. My mom comes barging in. She's like, what the hell was that? Because it was basically the middle of the night on a school night. I'm like, Lizzie needs me to come over. And so she surprisingly let me go for a few minutes and ran over there. And my friend Lizzie, she got to, like, the, oh, God, I can't remember the name of the lady. The lady of, like, Yuna's reincarnation or whatever. Where they're singing in the Thunder Plains and suddenly the thunder stops. But freaking that moment to me, like, blew my mind. And holy shit. That's when I really kind of became a fan of the Final Fantasy franchise entirely. I kind of backtracked and played which one is it?
Len. That was it. Len.
Yeah. That sounds right. But I backtracked and played the one that... Is it? No. Yeah, it's 8, isn't it? With Squall?
Yep.
Yep.
I backtracked, played that for a little bit. to this day, I still have never beaten a Final Fantasy game. That's my guilty confession. But yeah, other than that, I kind of just listened to everything, kind of kept in touch with, hey, new game coming out, new this, new that. I so badly wanted to get into 11, but at that time, my mom didn't understand what the internet really was, so she got us dial-up and a shitty old computer that could hardly handle anything. So I couldn't really get into the gaming online thing just yet. But I wanted to play it for years. Years. I remember working at GameStop for a few months, and it was still... It was the Final Fantasy MMO still. And I wanted to play it. Never got around to it. But,
You saw me play it a couple of times.
Yeah, I saw you play it, and I also saw you rage at it.
Well, yeah.
I still wanted to play it. Yeah. I still wanted to play it, though.
I remember spending stupid money for 11.
Oh, yeah. You imported it, yep. Because it wasn't being released in the UK for, like, another 6 months or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'd be 10 months.
Ugh.
I paid £100, which at the time was $200, because it was £1 to $2.
Yeah, Luna, how many LAN parties did you see me
playing? Oh, my God.
11 on?
At least 5,
yeah.
I think. That's about how many I went to and I saw you actually playing it at. But, but then it kind of died down. That's when I finally started getting really big into, like, Guild Wars and World of Warcraft and other MMOs like that. So... Maybe, oh God, how long have I been playing Final Fantasy 14? Ever since, like,
This many?
Well, I remember mentioning it to you after it was re-released.
Yep.
Did I talk to you about it during the beta phase?
Maybe, but that's not when I touched, though. I think I started playing shortly after Ninja was released.
So about 2.4?
2.4, 2.3, somewhere.
2.3, I think it was Ninja, wasn't it?
Yeah, somewhere in there is when I started to play. So, at first, a friend of mine said, "Hey, I'm getting tired of WoW. Come play Final Fantasy with me." I'm like, "Sure, why not?" And so, got it on Steam for a few bucks. Downloaded it. And the first month or so, I wasn't really into it. I barely played. And it kind of just dropped off because my friend wasn't playing anymore, and I wasn't really... Oh my God, I'm burping. But I wasn't really getting as deeply as submerged as obviously I could go. So a month or so later, goes on, and Klaus... God, I don't even know how you approached me on this, but I think I mentioned to you that, hey, I tried this out, and it was a thing, and they were like, come back! Come to Hyperion! We'll help you out. And that's really when the addiction started. That is when Klaus gave me the Final Fantasy cocaine and I snorted it. But yeah, ever since then, 2.5 years ago, I've been playing Final Fantasy 14 ever since. I tried to play 13 a little bit, but I barely got into the second zone, the Crystal Ice Cave.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I barely got into that, and then I swear to God, I tried to play 15. I didn't get past those first few hunts. But that was a few months ago, so could be better now. But yeah, ever since then, I just kind of got deeper. And I've been role-playing in-game for, oh geez, 1.5 years ago, about. And yeah, I log on here every single day. I love the story, I love the people, I love the gaming system, I love pretty much everything about it. I'm hooked for life, basically. I'm probably going to look back in 20 years, reminiscing about this whole entire experience that we're having right now and around us and saying, remember when Diadem was a thing? And and about the oh God, and just remembering FanFest and whatnot. I can just see it happening in 20 years when we're all playing the latest Final Fantasy MMO and
Final Fantasy
22.
No, it'll only be on 17 by then,
probably. But yeah, so that was my Final Fantasy history, pretty much.
Well, thank you for sharing that. We do appreciate it. Mm-hmm. And like I said, guys, if you want to share your story with us, you can always email it to us, podcast@phoenixstarradio.com. you can tweet at us at PHXDNRadio, and we'll read it for you. And like I said, we want to hear your guys' stories, and we want to make this a regular thing that we add to the show, because I really like hearing about what got people interested in Final Fantasy. Because it's a fun game. Being it's 30 years old now, the series, it's one of the most popular games out there in history. So it's nice that we can all celebrate it together as fans. So yeah, since Sayre isn't here, there won't be a lore segment unless Chili came up with something.
I found some pages on Lalafels.
Oh, God.
Yay!
You boil them, you mash them, you stick them in a stew. Next.
Okay, Lamimi. This is from the encyclopedia that came out, and you should go buy it on the Square Enix store. So I've got two things. Lamimis. This is the female white mage from the Warrior of Darkness's party, the Lalafell. It says, Arbert's first ever adventuring companion, Lamy, saw to the young man's wounds upon finding him softly moaning in a ditch on what proved for the future Warrior of Darkness' first ever quest. Within their party, she assumes the role of a compassionate mother, often listening to her ally's troubles. Her feelings for Arbert, however, are aught but matronly, and she secretly keeps longing him to notice her for the woman she is. Nevertheless, she does not allow her lustful thoughts of Albert's loins cloud her sense of duty, and serves the warrior with a stern vigilance and the expert on curative magics. She wants that. She wants that meat. She wants that Warrior of Darkness's axe. And then, of course, Tataru. She sings, she dances, she can help you pay your taxes. Tataru was born into a wealthy merchant family, yet her time in a luxury's lap was not for long. For her father's lost the family's wealth after a series of poor investments when Tataru was but a wee child, forcing her life into a life of impoverishment. Crooked money lenders hunting her father at every step. It was during this tumultuous youth that she learned well the value of coin. To help support her king, Tataru took apprenticeship at a jeweler's that paid for a pittance. She had but seen 12 name days. It was during this apprenticeship that she met Minvilia. And once she looked past her bloom, she met the rest of her, who had come to the shop to serve up gemstones.
Come on, nobody looks past Minfilia's boobs.
Right.
For when Minfilia founded the path, when Boobfilia founded the path of the 12, she returned to ask the Dunsmore woman to join her as a coin counter, believing that through this position she might help prevent others from meeting the same fate as her family. Tataru really consented to Boobfilia. She thus came to serve as the keeper of the Scion's coins. Now 21, Tataru is also a budding songstress and known to sing to herself as she works her sums. Also, I found out that Lalafels can live to the age of 150.
What?
That's an old potato.
Yeah. And they can also outdrink Rogue Aidens, as Pippa will often outdrink his Robin.
Well, Robin is a Highlander, though.
Still, he outdrinks Rogue Aidens as well. There we go. The more you know. Was that okay, everyone?
That was beautiful, Chili. Good job.
Well, we only destroyed half the tables out there, so. Housemaster, thank you so much for that follow. Glad you're enjoying the show. I can assure you that when Sayre does lore, it's much better.
Yeah, I just read it online.
He doesn't know if he'll make it, though.
None of us are going to make
it. Oh, no. Now he's going to unfollow. Thanks a lot, Chili. Way to go.
Join me a Mooga round instead.
If we promise to whip him, will you refollow us?
If I do a dance, will you follow?
You can do a step dance for us? There you go.
Why do you request step dance? Yeah,
Herbert. Oh, boy. Little fan service, Luna?
Working it.
Yep, CNRP is recruiting.
Peter's recruiting.
Oh my. Well,
please be excited.
We're gonna keep this one a little shorter today, guys. So hopefully when Sarah comes back on next episode, we'll have an amazing lore segment to talk about, as well as
because
some
I'm going to force him to talk about the freaking map.
Oh, we'll see what information we get from the live letter, because we may want to bring that in maybe after we've gotten more information on the Four Lords.
I have so much question.
Well, you can ask him all the questions you want, and then we'll determine what's going on. But like I said, we're extending the contest for another 2 weeks. Just as a reminder, submit your Starlight Wish or your Heaven's Turn resolution to us, podcast@phoenixstarradio.com. Top two places are going to get mounts. So yeah. Let us know what your Starlight Wish or your Heaven's Turn resolution is, and no, 4K is not going to be an acceptable answer. We're going to delete it.
But neither is HDR.
Well, that's not necessarily a resolution, though.
No.
So, yeah, I did finally get that email back from Twitch, and I want to thank all of our Twitch subscribers that we have currently. If you had been a subscriber in the past, I still thank you so much for your support. I don't have a list of all the past subscribers, though, so forgive me. So thank you so much to Nick Gnar, Silent Bob 9, The Jib Jibber, Fenrir Thomas B, Real Chili. I wonder who that is.
Who's that guy? Sounds like a boss.
I know.
Sounds like a guy.
Foteric, Aurori, Fair Eyes, Talis Marvelous, and Plebeian Goth. So we want to thank you guys so much for your subscriptions here on Twitch.
You guys are the real MVPs.
And thank you for all the new follows that we received today. Like I said, make sure to, if you haven't yet, go ahead and hit that follow button. You'll be notified when the next episode goes live, as well as when I stream during the week. One of my other things that I'm going to try and do this year is stream more often. So make sure to, if you want to just see a guy play the game, and it's not always going to be Final Fantasy 14. I plan on streaming some of the Dissidia beta. I'm going to stream some more Final Fantasy 15. As well as I need to get back into playing Horizon Zero Dawn. So I want to stream some more of that. So make sure to follow us if you haven't yet, and you'll be notified when we go live. So who wants to start with the shout-outs?
I guess I can start.
Go ahead.
Shout-out. Hold on. Let me pull up their name. Because if you guys don't know this... It was the week before last. I ended up winning a Twitter contest.
Woohoo!
Shout out to Yurt, Y-U-R-T, over on Twitter. Literally, that's his name. Yep. Yurt.
At Yurt.
At Yurt, over on the Twitters. He was holding a contest, and a shit ton of people entered. And I actually saw the contest because Klaus entered it. But I ended up winning a Carbuncle Glamour, a Carbuncle Minion. And he actually threw in a Pretty Please emote, too, along with it.
He's a great guy. I used to run stuff with him on Ultras.
Yurt's a pretty cool guy. So thank you for putting that on, Yurt. We really do appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Yurt. Other than that, shout out to everyone over at SynRP and all the customers that come in and make it a great place. We wouldn't be anything without our customers and our community coming in and supporting us. So thank you guys from the bottom of my heart for doing that. Just like everyone listening right now on the podcast, live, anywhere, we wouldn't be anything without our listeners. So thank you. And thank you for sticking with us through 2017 and 2016. Did we start this in 2015?
Yeah, we did.
Oh my God.
We started in 2015. September of 2015.
Thank you guys. Yeah. Thank you guys for sticking with us for so long. I don't know why you're still here, but you're here. And I'm just watching Nanamo Minion on Nagar wailing back and forth as she attempts to sit on his... Oh my God. But yeah, thank you guys. for listening and supporting us and helping us get to where we want to be.
Well said.
Other than that, if you guys want to give me a follow over on the social medias of the Twitter, you can find me at Luna_Vox, V-O-X. And that's pretty much it.
Chili?
Okay, I'd like to shout out to both of you. Seriously, I can't believe it's been that long.
Right?
That's insane. Shout out to everyone in the chat, especially to Talis Marvis. I always enjoy our Twitter conversations. He is an awesome guy.
Talis is amazing.
Yeah, shout out to, well, everyone. So, well, thank you, GMB Setter. Although you don't get to listen live too much, it's always nice that you give it a listen anyway. Yeah, it's just amazing. Thank you to everyone. Shout out to Evolve Mail. Can you go for a stream at twitch.tv/Evolve Mail?
He does this on every one of his podcasts. Everyone.
Slip it in.
Oh, my.
Shut up, Klaus.
Just a tip.
Oh, my God.
I wasn't going to go there.
Dicks. Yes. Everybody.
Where can they find you, Chili?
They can find me at ChiliUK on Twitter or email me at ben.shubahall@psu.com.
Yes, that's only part of his name.
Yeah, only part. There's more than that.
Hey, yeah. Again, I want to echo the sentiment. Thank you, everybody who's listening to us live here at twitch.tv/PhoenixTownRadio, as well as on the podcast. We'd love it to hear from you guys. What do you think? You know, let us know with comments, emails. Ratings and reviews are great as well, so we really appreciate those.
As Talis said, boys from the dwarf. Way.
Go home.
Yes.
And I didn't do the hand gestures that said that. That's for said. Even though nobody can see it.
Shout out to our, like, to our newest subs, Plebeian Goth, and I gotta scroll through the list. Sorry, Talis Marvelous, and to Fair Eyes. Thank you so much. We appreciate that. Huge shout out to Aurori Fenrir of Hyperion for being an amazing patron. Over at patreon.com/PhoenixDownRadio. Thank you so much for us supporting us there, as well as being an awesome subscriber here at Twitch. And shout out to my hosts, Luna and Chili, and a huge shout out to Sayre. Hope everything is going well for you, and we look forward to working with you on the next episode.
Or I will do more lore and we'll lose followers.
Please, Sayre, come back. Come back soon.
Please, come back.
I'll make more up on the lava scorpion.
And you can find me on Twitter at @phxdn_Klaus. That's Klaus with two S's. And that'll do it for this episode, guys. Like I said, if you like what you heard, please make sure to like, subscribe, or follow us here on Twitch or on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, whatever you listen to us on, as well as follow us out on YouTube. We post all of the videos out there as well as anything else that we come up with. Like we've got when Nick Gnar videotaped me singing Maintenance Monday live at the last Anime Detour, we've got that out there. And our entry to the Heaven's Dub contest, remember that? That was fun. Luna's got her. You've got yours out on yours, correct?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
But because I don't even know what my YouTube crap is.
You should send it to me and I'll get it up on the Phoenix on Radio one.
Here, let me open it.
Okay.
My channel.
Anyway, continuing on. Like I said, leave us a rating or review. It really helps people to find us and makes it easier for you know, people searching for Final Fantasy podcasts to locate us. And like I said, if you're really digging the show, please consider becoming a sub here at Twitch or a patron out at Patreon. All the proceeds we get from that go right into my pockets, and you'll never see them again. Just kidding. They go to grow the channel. They go to help cover costs of things like hosting, as well as allows us to do some of these fun giveaways and subscriber-only incentives. So, but any kind of support that you would give us, whether it's likes, retweets, follows, or subs, it's always appreciated because we just love interacting with you guys, and we appreciate everything that you do for us. So thank you very much. We had an amazing 2017, and we're looking forward to having an even better 2018. So for my hosts, for Sarah, who couldn't be with us this week, for Chili, and for Luna, I'm Klaus Nightbringer, wishing everybody a wonderful evening. Happy New Year, and we'll see you later in 2018. Take care.
Bye.
Praise the Lord, Scorpion.
Phoenix Down Radio is a production of PhoenixDownRadio.com and Illusion Productions. Final Fantasy XIV and Eorzea are trademarks of Square Enix. In-game content for Phoenix Down Radio is a copyright of Square Enix. Open to music for Phoenix Down Radio is provided by Guilty Gear Rocky. Check out the Metal Chocobo theme cover and many other music videos at youtube.com/GuiltyGearRocky. Closing music for this episode is provided by GuitarWanker90. Please check out their full version of Matoya's Cave and other rock video game covers at youtube.com/GuitarWanker90. The views and opinions expressed in this episode are those of Phoenix Down Radio and its hosts and do not reflect the views of Square Enix.